tag a few helpmeets. It's time for us to spend some time together. Time for us to take in a tip. It's a big one, so get your sips ready, because we're going to do this. It's going to be serious. We're gonna work it out. We're going to pray for one another. We're going to stand in the gap for one another. We're going to make this happen. We can do it. We can do it, because you've already seen the title. You already know it's going to be one of those. So I hope you have a very large sparkling juice, coffee, tea, whatever you're sipping on. I need you to have a very large glass today. I need you to have a very large glass today as we spend some helpmeet time together. So no matter what you're drinking, I want to know, I want you to declare, I'm a helpmeet suitable and I'm sipping. What are you sipping? What are you sipping today? So for me, because today's tip is so, you know, a little challenging, today's tip is a little challenging. I decided I was going to have my favorite today. I decided I had to have my favorite. So, of course, you all know my favorite is the caramel apple sparkling juice. Caramel apple sparkling juice. And I had to get ready, you know. So, not only did I get my favorite caramel apple sparkling juice, but I've got my Gerald and Yvette cup. I've got a new cup coming, so next week I'm hoping I have my new Sips and Tips cup, because you all don't know anything about that. I've been blessed. So, we've got some help meets on. Help meets, are you going to help me while I help you? Let me know, because this one, I'm going to need your prayers. This one, we're going to have to help one another, pray for one another, stand in agreement with one another. We're going to have to do all of that. So, the title, you already know. The anointed. Do I really have to teach on that? I mean, or are we going to say, I already know, God, you wanted me to stop talking and I kept talking. You asked me to be quiet and I kept talking. You asked me to stop right there and I kept talking. Ladies, help me. To be suitable, we have to get the knowledge, the understanding, the revelation of the anointed. And because of that, when we don't understand the anointed, well, what starts to happen is we just keep talking. And our words can tear down the king faster than any other thing. I'm convinced of it. My words can lift up Gerald Benton or tear down Gerald Benton faster and more effective than any other weapon the enemy has. I mean, we got to be honest. If I'm honest, I know there's a couple things I can say, and the way I can say it, and my tongue is like razor sharp. Let's just be real. My tongue is razor sharp when I want it to be. God had to teach me, if you're going to be a helpmeet that is suitable, you better use that razor tongue against the devil. Okay, it's time to sip. Y'all going to help me out today? It's a helpmeet tip for you. God said I gave you that razor tongue, but I gave you that razor tongue to tear down the enemy's camp. Instead, Yvette, I can't talk about you. Instead, Yvette, you're tearing down his self-esteem. You're tearing down his mindset. You're tearing down his thought process. You're tearing down. Tell it. A wise woman builds up her priest, prophet, and king. She doesn't use her mouth to tear him down. So what happens is you might get in a float. If you're like me, I get going. And then I get a little attitude. And I get a little frustrated. And then let's just be honest. I get downright angry. And God is like, a soft answer turns away wrath. You don't have any business talking to him like that. You honor him because he's the king. Let me get a sip. Would you talk to a king like that? Uh-oh. Would you talk to a king like that? If you wouldn't talk to any king like that, why would you talk to your king? Wait, I was about to put that down, but wait a minute. Are y'all gonna tag another help me? Let's do this. We've got to learn how to shut it all the way down. Help me. If you're in the middle of a conversation, do you have the spiritual maturity when you hear Holy Spirit say, shh, shut it down? Can you do it? Because I'm telling you, to be a helpmeet suitable, you've got to practice this thing. The Holy Spirit will whisper in that still small voice, that's enough. Have you heard it before? Have you thought about it? That's enough. Oh, and you go, no. You know what I used to do? And sometimes if I'm not careful, what I still do, because I'm honest, I'm transparent, I get it together, I ask for forgiveness, but sometimes I think I'm going to outsmart God. Who is with me? Sometimes I think, well, God, he really needs to know how I feel. And Holy Spirit would say, he needs to know how you feel, but he doesn't need to know that way. Oh, who's with me? Who's taking a sip on that one? He needs to know how you feel, but he doesn't need to hear it that way. Shh. Tone it down. Bring it all the way down. Because the page that God gave us today, it's kind of interesting the way, you know, God is serious. And help for the help me. This is going to help somebody. This is going to help somebody right here. It says, sometimes you say, God, I can't do it. But he's not asking you to do it in your own strength. He's asking you to do it in his strength. Because if we're honest, sometimes we're like, wait, I cannot do that. I need to be able to tell him how, I need to be able to share my fit. God, I can't do it. But he's not asking you to do it in your own strength. He's asking you to do it in his strength. As it is written in Genesis 6 and 9, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. If we do not give up, if we're honest, we try to do this on our own. And if you're anything like me, because, you know, I like to say, oh, I'm a strong woman and I just need to be able to. And God is like, if you're so strong, then calm down. If you're so strong, then follow my word. If you're so strong, then submit yourself to me. And then it'll be easy to submit yourself to the priest, prophet, and king. So instead of me saying I can't do it, I've got to ask God to help me do it. Because he's not asking me to do it on my own. He's not asking me to do it on my own. He's asking me to do it through him. And if I say I'm so strong, then I've got to be strong in the Lord. Okay. I got to be strong in the Lord. And a true helpmeet that's suitable is strong in the Lord, not strong in the world. Okay. Strong in the world, caramel apple sparkling juice, have to have a lot of gulps. Strong in the world is telling him exactly how I feel, telling him off, telling him all about himself. strong in the word, strong in the Lord, is calming down and listening and being wise enough to build up my house, enough to build up my priest, prophet, and king, enough to build up my marriage, enough to understand that one small conversation can tear down my relationship. One small conversation can ruin our friendship. One small conversation can stop the progress the Holy Spirit is trying to make in my marriage, in my relationship, in our friendship. I know what you mean. Is anybody else? So the anointed sip is all about being strong in the Lord. And how did we get there? Oh my God. How did we get that being quiet means I'm strong in you? Because I have to control myself. I've got to put myself under subjection. I've got to realize the Holy Spirit has my best interest in mind, has my marriage's best interest in heart, at heart. I have to know that God knows his son better than I do. I have to know that God knows the end from the beginning. I have to know I've got to be strong in the Lord to have an anointed. Quiet down and listen. Quiet down, help me. Because if we're honest, when we have our mouths running, we can't hear. We cannot hear because we're trying to figure out what's our next statement to shut him down, to cancel what he's saying, because he's going to hear, I'm going to have the anointed because I'm prepared for the weekend. Is anybody else? I know it's only Thursday, but Holy Spirit knows me. So when he starts telling me things like this, it's like, hey, prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. This weekend, something might come up. And I'm going to need you to restrain yourself. I'm going to need you to keep your mouth closed and let me handle my son. You keep your mouth closed and let Holy Spirit intervene. You keep your mouth closed and I'll be right there with you. Who knew that emoji is a marriage technique? That emoji really means help me suitable. The anointed, don't do it. Help me. I can tell you what happens when you don't get quiet. When Holy Spirit, who's going to be with me, Holy Spirit says, and you just... So get yourself some sparkling juice. And when your husband says, and when your mind says, the anointed, shut it all the way down. Because it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. And it's you. I believe in you. I'm going to have to believe in me and shut it all the way down and believe that God's got this. Because you know what you're really saying? I don't have to respond. I'm going to respect him. I'm going to honor him because God's got it. I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to be still. I'm going to let God handle it. I'm going to do the right thing no matter what. No matter what. And then I'm going to remember page 105. I don't have to do it in my strength, but I have to do it in his strength. This is a big one. I need you to write in your help me tip. I have an anointed. It's anointed. Because trust me, I don't know about you, but me being quiet when I really want to talk, I need the anointing. Now maybe you're good with that, but this one, it takes all of Jesus when I want to say something. It's anointed. It's anointed. So if you've got your I'm a Help Meet pen, and you've got your amazing Sips and Tips journal, Tips and Sips journal, write in your tip. Oh, I'm playing catch up. Some of you, when you get your journal, you can go back. Go to the YouTube channel, Gerald and Yvette Ministries, and you'll be able to see all of the tips. If you haven't ordered yours, go to GeraldandYvette.com. This Help Meet thing, hey, God expects it. That doesn't make it easy. So put in your tip, I have an anointed shh. Do you have your anointed shh down pat? Let's get it. Make the declaration, I have an anointed, and go ahead and put up the emoji. We've got to do it, and we've got to do it big. And then when you reflect in your journal, if you've had a conversation and you are able to keep yourself calm, you are able to keep your mouth closed, write it in. Put the date and say, I did that. But now, to reflect, you might have to write down when you didn't do a very good job. And commit to doing better. Because I believe in you. And I know you believe in me. And we believe in each other. That's what these tips are all about. We got to come into unity. We got to come into oneness. We got an anointed. We got to remember. We got to write it down. We've got to reflect on it. And we've got to pray about it. Get it together. So, do you have an anointed? Yes, I believe you do. So, and if you're not married, you definitely can try with other people. Because let me tell you, the anointed works on some other people. Because some other people may want a piece of your mind. And God said, don't give them a piece of your mind. You need it all. Don't do it. So you might be somewhere where someone needs it. Because truth be told, some of those kids we have, but that's a whole nother tip and sip, because some of those kids make you say some stuff. I don't want to go there, because let's concentrate on our Help Meet tips and sips. All right. We have an anointed. Shh. We're going to make sure that the Lord is in control. We're using the strength of God. We're understanding how to be submitted. And we're keeping ourselves under control. Shh. You can do it. You can do it. Don't throw it. What? You know. You all know. All right. Since we almost finished our glass today, because this was a big one. But thank you so much, you all. I enjoy our Help Meet time. We need this Help Meet time. Well, I don't know about you, but I need this Help Meet time with you all. Because I have to remind myself, Yvette, you got this. You got this. I'm believing in you. You got this. I want you to realize that it may be difficult, but God is saying, I'm not asking you to do it in your own strength. I'm asking you to do it in mine. Galatians 6 and 9, we can't get weary in well-doing, and we're going to be strong in the Lord. We got this. We got this. Well, thank you. All right. I'm so excited that you all are with me. I'm so excited that you all encourage me. We've got this, and I'm going to pass the test. Y'all going to be praying for me? Or do I need to sit by myself? I can do it. I can do it, and you can do it. We've got an anointed. Shh. So, we've got to do this. I want to hear. I did it. I did it. All you have to do, if you have to use this technique, all you got to do is send me an inbox with just the emoji, and I'm going to know you did it. That's going to make me feel real, real, real good. It's going to make me feel like we are together. I had to use it, and I didn't fall. Now, if you fall, repent. get back up, try it again. I'm always excited for our Help Meet time, so thank you for joining me for Help Meet Sips and Tips. And don't forget to write in your journal and reflect. You got this.
I'm Yvette Benton, your podcast host. We are submitted and strong. Don't let anyone tell you can't be both.